Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello everybody, welcome to Red Men News. It is Monday, my name is Ben Kelly. I'm joined today by Ross Chanley to discuss some of the Liverpool FC stories knocking about the world today. As we've always been for the last few weeks, as you'll have noticed, we are backed by The Athletic, the best written coverage of Liverpool FC in the world right now, including a world-class team of writers, including James Pearce, Simon Hughes, and the best bit about it is completely ad-free. No ads, no annoying pop-ups anywhere to be seen on the site. Right now, you can get 50% off your yearly subscription and a 30-day free trial by going to the redmenathletic.co.uk/theredmentv. So that's Red Men News. theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. We'll stick it in the description for those of you who couldn't make sense of what I was just trying to do there.
You nailed it.
It was going so well. But it is the new home of football writing. We're going to start with an Athletic article today because Alex Inglethorpe, Liverpool's academy director, has sat down with James Pearce and done a fantastic interview with him. Let's have a little look at this. The title of the article is as follows: the club benefits from having a fearless manager. If he sees younger player doing better than an older one, he'll play him. And it's a long read, you know, as most of the articles on The Athletic are, Ross, but there's some really interesting bits of insight in there. Basically, it starts by talking about they've had a bit of a makeover at the academy at the moment because Trent's gone and won the Champions League. And actually, if you, I don't know, you've been to the academy as well. When you go around there, there's loads of like posters up of players who've gone through the academy and made it at Liverpool. And Inglethorpe was joking with Alexander-Arnold that he needed to win something before he got himself one of those posters. Now Alexander-Arnold's poster is next to Steven Gerrard's, which is amazing. But as you go through the article, Ross, you know, he talks about Bobby Duncan, he talks about Harry Wilson's first team prospects. You're getting a real sense for how difficult it is to be an academy prospect at the moment at Liverpool and make it.
Yeah, I think it's a good incentive for players when they see the likes of Trent and let them make it. Even the likes of Harry Wilson, if you saw in pre-season, a lot of youngsters get their opportunity and they get like a little sniff of what's going on. Like the likes of Harvey Elliott, although he's not in the first team, predominantly, he's still going away on like Champions League games and going on the bench and serving up some atmosphere. So I think it's just a sign of where we're at as a club, how class our first 11 is. That's the reason why it's difficult to go and get in. But Trent is an example of what you can go and do when you take your opportunity. You know, we got lucky, you know, Klein got injured and he got thrown off against Manchester United and he took it and he's grown. But in the whole, I think Liverpool's a good place to be. I think, you know, that top line there of having Jurgen Klopp, someone who kind of believes in youngsters and is willing to give someone a chance if they take it right. And equally, you know, you've got the likes of Bobby Duncan, although I don't think it was directly his fault. You're going to mess about, then we haven't got time for you.
Absolutely. And I think actually one of the most interesting parts about this is the Bobby Duncan stuff. I'd recommend reading that bit. Pearce writes it very well. He says that, you know, he sort of chose his words very carefully, Inglethorpe, but, you know, he said, look, we wish Bobby well. Not every player is going to want to wait and develop under at Liverpool, and Liverpool as a club have to respect that, and that's why eventually they came to a deal to sell him to Fiorentina, even though he's not yet been in a Fiorentina starting 11 or even named in a first team squad. So, you know,
and because his agent's a meth.
And that too, absolutely. So,
he doesn't say that, though,
No, I don't think Alex Inglethorpe does, but he's thinking it. We know he's thinking it. So let's move on to the title then of the show today. And it's the news we were kind of all waiting on. Alisson looks set to return from injury for Liverpool for the Man United game at the weekend. We did wonder whether he was going to be back in time for Leicester. I was actually in the camp of it was just better to wait. great. I'm so comfortable with Adrian now. I was happy for him to, you know, to, for Alisson to take that little bit of extra time, you know, with the international break as well, and make sure that he was back for this game. Ross, it's a big game to drop him back in for, but he's a big player for us.
Yeah, I think I was the same as you. Even if Adrian started this, I would have been fine because he's been really good. But I think the fact that you bring Alisson into this game, he has that aura and presence that I think, you know, Van Dijk, Fabinho, a lot of our spine bring. I think that's a massive boost going into a game like this. I don't want to jinx anything, but Man United don't have a lot of shots. This might be a good game for him to come into.
Potentially.
But it's a massive boost. I was the same as you. Like, you let him rest. Don't just chuck him back for the last game for the sake of it. Adrian's been doing a really good job, and you don't want to aggravate the injury that he had before. And, you know, our medical team are very stringent in what they do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't rush players back into it for the sake of doing it. And I think, you know, he can get caught up as a fan going, oh, you're just going to get him in. But, you know, if he's ready, I know he said he's ready for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy to see him.
Yeah, well, he's saying that he's been back in training for almost 2 weeks. And basically, while his teammates were on international duty last week, took part in, like, tailored sessions to him personally to make sure that he was back up to full fitness. The rest of the article, we're on The Times, and it's a paid-for subscription, so I can't access the rest of it. But, interestingly enough for me, I think maybe part of the Leicester decision, Ross, was the fact that if he had played in that game, he might have then been expected to go on international duty, and the club probably didn't want that. They probably wanted him at Melwood doing his own thing. So I think the club, it's almost as if the club know what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah. Clever people.
Speaking of injuries and moving on, now I never know whether to throw stories like this in here or not, especially when we do around the league as well. But it looks like Sergio Aguero's picked up an injury for Manchester City now. You can very, very easily look as if you're celebrating injuries. All we're doing is reporting on it in an unbiased and fair way. The Liverpool Echo here have reported that Sergio Aguero might be out for a little while with Man City. It doesn't really specify what kind of injury it is. And I did message my mate who's a Man City fan to sort of ask him, and he didn't really know either. All it's been said is that from one of the Argentinian coaches has basically said, yeah, Sergio Aguero hasn't come on the international training, and he's not been training 100% with his club either. So, look, Ross, the injuries are sort of totaling up for him here, particularly at the back, obviously. But, you know, I do wonder whether how many do they have before, you know, it really does begin to dry up for them.
Yeah, very unlucky, aren't they? I think I like Jesus, but I don't think he's nowhere near Aguero. He says that's kind of a bit of a blow. But, you know, you look at City in the way that, like, they're like a machine, aren't they? So, you know, they're not just relying on Aguero. They're similar to us. You know, they've got, like, Sterling, he's going to get goals. De Bruyne, the Silvers are all going to get goals as well. So he will be a loss, but it's not like they solely rely on him to go and get them 10, 15 goals. I know he's the highest goal scorer so far, but, you know, we need more.
He's been so key for Man City, and I think obviously last season they went a lot of the season without De Bruyne, but I think because they had Aguero who can turn a half chance into a goal, you know, pretty much most of the time. If they lack the striker that can convert these chances, you know, it could potentially be a bigger blow than losing De Bruyne. But at the same time, the system at Man City works so well. You can just never tell how badly it's going to affect them or not.
No, and you don't know with the injury either. You know, if he's not been training properly, but then, you know, we've still got another week till the fixtures come back round.
Yeah,
doing a quick trip to Barcelona.
Yeah exactly. I put it this way, if I had him in my fancy team, I wouldn't be removing him quite yet. I'd wait until
Friday.
The last minute, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Next story we're going to talk about, it's from Mundo Deportivo, but that's all in Spanish and I don't speak Spanish, so I've got it on the Metro as well. Who've cited them. This makes me laugh. Barcelona prefer the idea of signing Marcus Rashford to Roberto Firmino. Suits me, Ross.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Is that because there's a massive charge on Barcelona signing any of our players?
Potentially, but also, I mean, as a Barcelona director, how can you phone up the club who jibbed off your team in the Champions League 4-0 and go, we want to buy one of your players?
Yeah.
That's just not, you're not, the response on the phone is going to be, and just Michael Edwards is just going to put the phone down laughing. But Catalan giants are in the midst of searching for a long-term replacement for Luis Suarez, who's still really, really good, but turns 33 in January. They've been linked with Marcus Rashford, they've been linked with Firmino, they've been linked with Harry Kane, Kylian Mbappe, but they're convinced about Firmino's suitability, unconvinced about Firmino's suitability. The Brazilian has blossomed into a superstar at Liverpool, but Barcelona chiefs prefer Rashford to his Premier League rival, who they held talks with before he signed a new long-term deal at United in last July. Do you think, Ross, I think the thing is, Firmino is so good, specifically in Liverpool's system. And you just have to wonder, if you took Firmino out of this team and you put him in any other team in the world, is he quite as effective? And I think that's the question that Barcelona are asking themselves.
I think he will be for certain aspects of Barcelona's game, because Luis Suarez is a bit like that. You know, he's nitty-gritty, hard-working, he's a bit of a grafter. I think he's finishing is a bit more clinical than Firmino, or positions he gets himself into. I think it might be to do with his age as well. Yeah. You look at Marshall Rashford, he's got, you know, 5, 6, 7 years maybe on Firmino, maybe even 8. You know, for a long-term replacement, that's pretty good. And you think Rashford, he's under a lot of pressure at Manchester United. Is he the right answer to go from Man United's number 9 to Barcelona's number 9? That's a lot to take
on.
And look at the price of Harry Kane as well.
Yeah, well, Harry Kane's going to cost him a lot of money, but he'll be cheaper this summer than any other summer so far at Tottenham, because Tottenham, things are going a little bit wrong at Tottenham, and he'll be desperate to go, because if they don't win anything this season, just purely because he'll be desperate to win trophies. I think he will. I think he will be getting to the stage where he will, because it's not happening with England and it's not happening with Tottenham either. And I think, you know, if you want to go down as one of the great British strikers, the great strikers ever in the Premier League, or, you know, in European football, you
lose to Czech Republic.
Yeah, exactly. So it does say that Mbappe and Kane lead Barcelona's wish list for the new number 9. But
are they interested in getting Neymar back as well?
Apparently. I mean, where are they going to get that money from? I don't know how that works. I'm interested in FFP, but I've kind of lost interest.
Never mentioned
at the
same
time. I've lost interest in it because it just doesn't get enforced, does it? Let's be honest with ourselves. Finally, final story, little and finally for you. Harry Redknapp, why I'm desperate for LFC to win the title. Just a little aside, he spoke to the Daily Mail talking about how if he could have managed one club in his career, he would have loved to have managed Liverpool, and he would have liked to have seen them. He'd like to see them win the league this year because he's got a massive bet on it, which is the most Harry Redknapp thing ever.
Wow.
Absolutely. Let's move on then to the comments. Tom, have you got any?
He wasn't ready for that.
His own little world.
Yeah, someone put a comment with loads of numbers, and I asked for what that was in words, so I was just waiting for it.
Okay.
Something else. I did also ask if it annoys people that the laptop isn't centred.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are annoyed.
Okay.
Anyway, super chat from Ramian79, thank you. He says, Liverpool winning the league is all down to chemistry rather than spending money on players. Ben, are you going to do any youth loan development watch?
I'm not really, that's not really my neck of the woods on the channel anymore. Jack Gill's doing a fantastic job at covering all that. He's been brilliant. James McHale as well, both of them doing the youth podcast. I don't think they're doing the development watch as per se, but they're doing.
It's
youth.
Pretty much the same thing.
It's pretty much the same thing, just an hour show on the website. They're doing a really good job at covering it. They're getting to more games than me. Look, I'm doing university third year. I could not get my head around doing all the youth stuff again this year, but they're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, they are. They're putting a show out on Wednesday, I believe. Dan the Man, speaking about Adrian, says Adrian has been wonderful, but he's not the best goalkeeper in the world. Alisson is. And then Carl Sutton says Adrian's done an amazing job, but Alisson is back. Get him in for the United game if he's ready. Klopp knows best.
I bet Adrian's must be made up, because he must have come into this club thinking, I'm not going to get a lot of game time.
Because
Alisson's there, and his first game, he's got injured, he's gone, right, go on then. You know, he's had the Super Cup, he's had a really good run of form. I actually feel really bad for him, the fact that, you know, he's obviously not going to play Manchester United if Alisson's fit. But he knew that coming into the season. You know, he's had a good run. He's had more of his fair share of games than he probably thought he was going to get in the whole season, to be fair. And I think he's got that professional ability about him to just go.
Professionalism.
That's the one. Yeah. It's made up a word.
professionability.
Just to go, yeah, okay, sound. I'll take my seat and then maybe come in for, you know, the cup games. The cup games.
And I think now we're going to have an enforced confidence in Adrian wherever he does come in for those cup games.
Baggage was a massive thing. I think that he made a huge difference coming on. He's not like a carrier, so he's going to throw the ball at someone's foot.
Tom?
Johnny Walker just says simply, I'm sick of the international kickabout.
I think we all are. I mean, I'm trying to plan it around the league show this week, and it's, I must admit, content's a little thin on the ground. So if you want to leave any comments of what we should talk about in the around the league in the comments below, let us know.
Do you know what annoys me? Why people were surprised that England lost to the Czech Republic?
Well, because they just always win the qualifiers, don't they? It did surprise me. I didn't think they'd lose. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they're Premier League players. Yeah. And
what, they play anyone half-decent and they struggle?
Yeah, look, don't shoot me, mate.
I'm not, Steve.
Gareth Southgate wants to play his 4-2-3-1 nonsense. It's, you know...
I couldn't even tell you that's what he plays. Is that what he plays?
Yeah, basically. One more, Tom.
This is about the Firmino and Rashford stuff. Charles Williams says, no, you don't have to wonder, is he his first choice for Brazil? Obviously Firmino. Also, Firmino was doing it in Germany beforehand. It's international break and silly time for press.
That's fine. Look, it may, look, I do agree. I think Firmino still is a world class talent, but I think, as you said, they're looking at the longevity Barcelona. I think they're looking at Marcus Rashford, who right now isn't firing on all cylinders for Man United, but he's certainly shown flashes of being like a really lethal striker.
What would Firmino cost them as well, really? Plus the
Barcelona tax,
the Coutinho tax, the Coutinho on top. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
You're saying Rashford's better than Firmino?
At no point did I say that there, Tom. I'm not even going to rise to the possibility that I may have said that. Right, thanks very much for watching, everybody. Thanks very much, Ross, for joining me as always. Don't forget to check out The Athletic. You can get 30-day free trial and 50% off your yearly subscription at theathletic.uk/redmennews. I just cannot say that link, but it's in the description. It's in the comments below. Anyway, thanks very much again for watching. We'll be back tomorrow with more Red Men News. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.